Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Monday Night Biweekly Q&A call. How is everybody doing? Hello, hello, hello. I know we got a few people on the line already. Hey, who we got?
Linda in Cincinnati.
Hey, how are you, Linda?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. Good, good. Anybody else want to jump in and say your name and where you're from?
This is Johan from Parker.
Hey, Johan, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Although I did have a little surgery on Friday, but I'm hanging in there. I had to have some hernia surgery, but I'm doing pretty good and feeling okay, not in too much pain, but I figured this would be as good a time as any to get it done over the holidays. So, does anybody have a question you want to jump in with?
Well, Larry, I have seen, I have listened to your webinars, and I have all your courses, but several years old. And then in addition, you're offering now a streamlined version. Can you explain a little bit the differences between what I have and whether you have a special deal for me who has everything and just wants to have the latest stuff?
Sure. Now, I do have a digital version that's able to be streamed online. However, whether you have that or the physical version, anybody can get all of the updates. And all you really have to do is look in your course on the little sheet. It's an 8.5 by 11 sheet that has a stop sign on it. And it says, read this first.
Yeah.
All you really have to do is look on that sheet under the section bonuses and updates, and then go to that web page for the updates, and you can get any updates I've done on any courses absolutely free.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got everything. I have done that. Like, there was a recent of the ultimate buying and selling machine. You said you rewrote the whole thing, and I haven't seen that. So the whole menu has been rewritten or updated?
Well, depending on when you got the course, you may or may not have the updated version
or so. I'm from 2010 or so.
That's fine. If you will go to that web page, if there's, any newer versions of anything will be on that web page.
Okay.
You'll be able to take a look at it.
Okay.
And quite frankly, a lot of the fundamentals stay the same about how to close a deal, how to fund a deal, the different ways to do transactions, the different ways of lending and that sort of thing. A lot of the fundamentals stay the same, but if there's any updates on anything that we're doing, I always put them on that web page.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. No problem. Does anybody have any question on a deal or anything that you're working on right now that you would like to jump in with? I know a lot of times we get people that have questions, but we also get people sometimes that just like to sit back and listen. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you have a deal you're working on or any questions or any concerns on any deals or any strategies or what's working and what's not working, I'll be more than happy to answer that. Okay, well, since we don't have any questions, I'm going to jump in with a couple of things and talk to you guys about. Let me tell you guys something. You guys know I wrote the book on HUD Homes Half Off. These next 2 weeks, this week and next week, will be the 2 weeks that you can get probably more deals than any other time of the year. Last year, I got 13 offers accepted in these last 2 weeks. I got 3 offers accepted last week, and we're even starting to move into other states to make offers. So if you've been holding back on making offers on HUD houses, I would suggest to you that whatever you can do to make offers on HUD houses in the next 2 weeks, being the last 2 weeks of the year, because HUD is ready to move. They're ready to sell some properties. And these last 2 weeks of the year, just from my personal experience over the last several years, the last 2 weeks always yields some really good offer acceptances. We got an offer accepted last week, okay? Now, I know it wasn't the last 2 weeks, but last week, one of the three offers we got accepted was there was a house that was listed for $60,000. They had dropped it to $30,000. We got an offer accepted of $8,800, and it was a HUD house.
Wonderful.
So I would suggest to you that you guys get out there and make some offers on some HUD houses, and you will get some deals, especially the last couple weeks of the year. If you don't have an agent, get on HUDHomeStore.com and just look for the properties. And all the properties have an agent attached to them because every HUD house is listed on the MLS, and it has an agent, okay? So that's the first place you could look for an agent. The next place would be to go to your local REIA group. But I would suggest these last 2 weeks really hit the ground running and make some bids on a lot of HUD houses. Even if you're making really, really, really low bids, it's okay. We're starting in five additional states the first of the year. In fact, we've already started the last couple of weeks, I should say last week, making offers in Georgia, Alabama, and Virginia. And we're going to, the first of the year, going to be adding Tennessee and Kentucky. And what we do when we start into a new state and a new market is we offer a percentage of list doing the shotgun approach. And we might start at 19 or 20% of list. And we're not going to get very many deals, but until we can go in and spend that time and analyze every single individual deal and run comps, pull rent comps, drive the streets on Google Earth, and look at the pictures to help determine the amount of repairs, then that's a safe way to start making very low offers and to open up a new market. And if you're not sure about what market to get into, start in your own local market first and branch out from there. Or if you're in a market where it's a really hot market, it's hard to get deals, you know, find another area or state or market that you can go into. So since we didn't have a question right there, I thought I would throw that out. Do you guys have any questions or comments about that or any questions about anything else?
Hey, Larry, on those HUD houses, don't you have to have $1,000 down on it?
Very, very good question. The answer is it depends. There's two different amounts of deposits on HUD houses. If your accepted offer is $50,000 or less, then the deposit is $500. If your accepted offer is over $50,000, then your amount of deposit is $1,000. Those are the only two deposit amounts that I'm aware of. I did have one person one time tell me that they always required them to put up a $1,000 deposit, but that's the only one person I've ever heard say anything different than what I just told you. And I'm not even sure that person was correct because it's the only person I've ever heard say anything different. But as a norm, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say every state I've ever worked in, everybody I've ever talked to has always said if the offer is accepted at $50,000 or less, it's a $500 deposit. Over $50,000, it's a $1,000 deposit. And that's that way in all 50 states.
It's only if it's accepted, right? Then you
right,
have to put
right. That in other words, that's the price that they have accepted. In other words, that's your contract price. It could be listed for $100,000, but if you get it under contract, if they accept an offer of $49,000, then your deposit's going to be $500. If they accept an offer of $51,000, your deposit's going to be
$1,000. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else have a question, comment, anything about HUD or anything else or strategies or year-end or beginning of the year or anything? Well, is everybody ready for Christmas?
I'm ready.
Me too. Me too. I do all my shopping online, by the way. I don't go to any stores. Although I did go to one store. There's a local jeweler here who hand makes jewelry, and I had something made for my wife, which I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. It should be ready. But outside of that, everything else I did online. My wife and I try to make it easy on each other. We send each other links to things that we want.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anybody else have a question about what you're doing, about any goals, about any plans, about what I'm doing, about anything you're working on? Any problems, challenges, concerns, the market, anything? I'll tell you guys another thing that we're doing right now is we have learned that we have a lot of success when we get back to the basics. What do I mean by that? You know, there's a lot of software out there. There's all kind of CRMs and software and websites and, you know, automation. But I can tell you, one of the biggest bangs for the buck that you could get is to simply use bandit signs to find properties and to sell your properties. For example, just like that little house I told you for $8,800, we just went out there and put some bandit signs out around that house for $19,900, and we already have that property under contract to sell it. So our bandit signs basically say foreclosure, and they have a red arrow, and it says foreclosure, and then it has the price, and then it has of course, the foreclosure has an arrow. It's a red arrow that says foreclosure in reverse letters and has the price and then has our phone number. And if you – oh, here's another good idea I want to share with you guys. When you're putting out I Buy Houses signs, you want to try to come up with a really good vanity number. And I know not a lot of people care about toll-free numbers anymore, but I buy all my numbers at tollfreenumbers.com. That's tollfreenumbers.com. And you can buy them in no time, and you can search any number that's available. For example, we pay people to put out I Buy Houses signs. And our I Buy Houses signs, now, we just recently changed this, but I do own the domain, LarryBuysHouses.com, but we recently changed it to where we're going to start marketing GabbyBuysHouses.com, G-A-B-Y, BuysHouses.com, and we're in the process of putting together a web page for that. It's not quite ready yet, but we're in the process of doing that, and we also was able to buy the phone number 855 Gabby Buys. So we have the phone number that will match the domain, GabbyBuysHouses.com and 855 Gabby Buys. And that's something that you want to think about. Now, another thing that we did that we're in the process of doing, I should say, and we hope to have this set up in the next couple of weeks, is I was trying to figure out a way to be able to get a good domain and a good phone number, because like our foreclosure signs just say foreclosure, and then it's just a regular generic number. Well, I wanted something that could have a number and a domain that would match. And I went on tollfreenumbers.com and I just searched, went on GoDaddy, and I found this domain. And I really, really like it. And this is what we're going to start having printed on our signs the first of the year when we have our when we put out signs around the properties. Instead of the sign saying foreclosure in the price, the sign is going to say HUDrepo.org. And I was able to buy the phone number 844-HUD-REPO. And it's the exact right number of letters, or numbers, I should say. And so we're going to have that on our sign. And instead of foreclosure, it'll say HUD Repo and have an arrow. And it will have 844-HUD-REPO and have the words toll-free. Not that a lot of people care about it being a toll-free number anymore, but it's just, I think when people see a toll-free number, they're like, oh, toll-free. You know, not that people really care about it or it really makes a difference anymore with most people using their cell phone. But I think it will really, really help out. So I'll keep you guys up to date on how that goes as well. But I would suggest going to tollfreenumbers.com and just play around with it and look at, you know, what is your business name, what's your company name, what do you do? I mean, we buy a lot of HUD properties, so that's the reason I started looking for things like HUD, you know, HUD REO, HUD bank owned, HUD this, or bank owned, or REO, or foreclosure. And I finally came up with the search keywords HUD repo, and it happened to be available in .org, which a lot of people relate a .org to a nonprofit anyway. Not that it has to be, but that's what a lot of people relate it to. So I was able to buy that domain, and I was able to buy the phone number, and I think the phone number cost me about $50, and you can have it hosted anywhere you want to. So we have 844-HUD-REPO as the phone number and HUDrepo.org as the domain. So we're going to be getting that set up in the next couple of weeks. So I just thought I would share that with you guys. You guys have any thoughts or comments or anything about that?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Cool. Does anybody have any more questions or anything you want to discuss? Kind of quiet tonight. I guess it's so close to the holidays. A lot of people are traveling. We don't have a whole lot of people on here, although we do have a few. So if anybody has any questions or anything, I'd be glad to answer those and talk about anything that you guys want to talk about or share or go over. Wow, it's very quiet tonight. Okay. Going once, going twice, all right, guys, well, I really appreciate you guys being on here, I appreciate your business, appreciate your confidence in us, please go out there and make some HUD offers this week and next week, you will get a deal or two by the end of the year, okay, just go out there and make some offers on some houses. If you have any questions whatsoever in between these biweekly Q&A calls, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can call me at the office, or you can hit me up by email, larry@larrygoins.com, and always, always put Inner Circle in the subject line. That way I know it's from an Inner Circle student, and I answer those right away. So with that, I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. And I appreciate your business, and let us know if we can help you with anything. So thanks a lot, everybody. Everybody have a great night.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks. Bye.